Go ahead and state your names.
Jim Bowen.
Connie Bowen.
Excellent. And if you want to tell us where you are from in Wyoming and how you met, where's your ranch, and what it's like living there.
Well, I grew up in Cameron, Wyoming, and moved over here to Douglas.
I was born and raised on a ranch out by Natural Bridge, and the way Jim and I met was in 93 for that reenactment of the 150 years of the Oregon Trail. I was on that wagon train, and I met some people from the Pinedale area and found out about the Upper Green River Cattle Association, known as the Green River Drift. And the following year, in 94, I was hired on as a range rider, which was kind of a nice honor because I was the first woman hired by that association to be a rider. And the way Jim and I met was he was with Miles McGinnis bringing his yearlings up to my pasture, and they unloaded the yearlings down by the Green River, and then we had to trail them up the Moose Chip Creek Road up into the pasture itself, and Jim was one of the cowboys. And Miles had told Jim that there was a woman riding there and that he might want to come along for sure to meet me. So everybody pushed Jim out to go talk to me. Well, I didn't want to talk to anybody. I was shy. And I told the president of the association, I said, you go talk to him. I don't want to talk to him. He said, no, I don't know where we're going. You got to go talk to him. So I had to go talk to Jim. So that's how we initially met. We were horseback up in the Wind River Mountains, up just above the Green River. Well, about, that was in the end of June. And then the 4th of July, Tommy Astle, who is a retired government trapper, wanted to take me down to the Big Piney Barbecue and Rodeo. And so we went down, and Jim was down there with his boys for the rodeo, and we happened to bump into each other. And I don't know, a couple days later, no, it was 2 weeks later, he came up to ask me out, and we went down to the place just down the hill from where my cow camp was. And that was our first date, which wasn't too bad, except that when he brought me home, there was a beer cooler sitting at my gate, and I thought, wonder what that is. I says, if you don't mind, let's check, see what's going on, and instead of just dumping me off here by myself. And one of the young fellows that had kind of half wanted to ask me out was very drunk and in my bed, and all he had on was his shorts. So this was kind of embarrassing because here I was out on a date, and there was another guy in bed. So anyway.
What was your reaction?
Not really happy.
Anyway, so Marty was just really out. So we got him lifted up and put him on the couch so I could at least have my bed that night. And that's how we've been married now since 95, so I guess we've survived that first wreck. But anyway, and then from then on, we just, he would come up and ride with me, you know, on the weekend or something like that. And then we got married in 95. That was summer 94. And then 95 we got married. We just got married up there at the cabin. Just had a few family and friends come up to it. And my dad was failing and needed help here on the ranch. And so we moved over here to the ranch on Natural Bridge. And then when Daddy died, then we've been running the place and taking care of Mom.
How did you get into running?
I just always liked livestock and stuff, so I just went and got a ranch job when I was a teenager and just went from there.
Tell me about life on the ranch. For you growing up on the ranch, what were the days like? What were some of the chores you had to do? What were your favorite chores? What were your least favorite?
Well, as a little kid, I had to start out getting eggs and stuff like that, and milking cows and filling the wood box because the folks used just heated with coal. And I had to keep the wood box filled for kindling for under the stove and fill the coal buckets and, like say, milk cows. And then we went to that country school that's just 2 miles from the house. So we went there first 8 years. It was just a one-room school there. Well, we had to ride our bikes. My first year, I had to ride on the back of my brother's bike because I was too little to pedal my own bike. So my first year, my brother, poor guy, had to pedal with me on behind him. And then on the stormy days, then the folks would come and get us. You know, in we had an old Willie's Jeep or a Dodge Power Wagon, depending on the weather, what they had to come and get us in. And my mom was, at that time, was hauling we didn't have any indoor plumbing, so she would haul water over for the cooler in a cream can. So she had to at least take us like once a week because she had to keep water for us there at the school. Then after we got to high school, we got bused into town. But we had to run hay equipment during the summer. We had the old hay sweeps. We put up loose hay. Then I started running hay sweeps and balers. And I was about 9 years old when I started running a tractor. And we're working cattle for horses. And we trail our cows to the mountains. So we trail up in June and come home in October.
So how did you, who were your friends growing up on the ranch? Were they close or did you get out to, did you have time for friends?
Well, our cousins were just across the draw from us. So my cousin Roy, just 6 months older than me, was my best friend. We used to go riding and together and we worked in the hay field together. We got to know the other kids that went to our school. Well, the most kids we ever had when I was going to school was 11 kids total from first grade to eighth grade. I never had anybody in my own grade. So mostly my cousin Roy was my best friend because we would go to church on Sunday, but other than that, we didn't come to town, so I didn't have any town friends. And then we rode the bus when we got to high school and just rode the bus and went to school and went home to do chores. So I didn't really make any friends in high school. My cousin Roy was my friend.
Now, how about you when you started working, doing ranch work and stuff?
I just wanted to work on a ranch, so I went up and just started looking for a ranch job. Yeah. And went to work for Peter Neal Brothers and just went from there. I just always liked ranches.
Yeah. And you're getting hired as the first woman rider, and what group was that?
Well, it's Upper Green River Cattle Association. Okay. That started just after 1900. Mm-hmm. And so when
they just call it the Drift.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, in Pinedale they call it the Drift. And when I called to ask about a job, I had actually called Charles Price, and he said, well, I needed to talk to the foreman. At that time was Bob Clarane, and he says, you know, we've never hired a woman before. He says, but I guess we'll try it. But he says, you need to talk to the foreman. So I went over and went feeding elk with the foreman so he could kind of get to know me. And then about 4 or 5 days later, he called and told me I'd gotten the job. So his wife told me that they weren't sure I was going to do it. Everybody's watching to make sure I could. And yeah. I did for 7 years or so.
And what did the job entail?
First of all, get around the fences and then get salt out. I used pack mules to get salt out. I had panniers that I could carry salt on. And I could put 4 blocks on each mule and just get around and salt. And then in about the first part of July, my cows started coming up, and I got 2,000 head of cattle that I had in my area. Then through the summer, just make sure that they stayed. They didn't want them down on the Green River lot because that was where the elk feed ground is, and I had to just kind of keep them kind of pushed up, and then in the fall, start getting them out. And so that was just it. It was just every day, it was just horseback and hauling salt on with pack mules and stuff.
Yeah. So how has your ranch operation changed from, you know, when you were a kid to how you're working it now, how things run?
Well, back then we had loose hay, and we used the old hay sweeps to pick it up with. And then when we started using bales, they were all hand-stacked. And the loose hay, we had to tromp the haystacks. And then, of course, when you feed, it's all done by hand. And now we've graduated up from the small bales up to the 3x3 squares, which weigh 800 pounds. So now you just lift everything with a tractor. But then we had a crew of my dad and uncle and some kids, and now we're down to Jim and myself. And so with just the two of us working, it's a lot easier to have the big equipment and the big bales, because it just takes a bigger crew to do the work we were doing the old way. Of course, when my dad first started, you know, he had still had a team that he was using. And
what are some of the lessons you've learned from just growing up and the work you've done? And
the hard work. Daddy used to say that it took your mind to make you rich, but your hands would always feed you. I'm not the type that likes to go to school, so I'll always never be rich. So just hard work and being dependable, because your livestock always needs you. And I guess just dependability, willing to not go on a vacation or whatever, just because you know your livestock need you, whether you're actually with them or putting up feed or irrigating so that you can take care of them.
And one of the questions on here, what were some of the best times on your ranch growing up or things? Do you have any years that stood out, anything particularly fun that happened? Or
I guess whenever we moved our cattle and, you know, trailing our cows to the mountains was my best year of my whole life was when I was 11, and the folks bought me my own horse, and I did a tremendous amount of riding. When we'd get out of the hayfield, then we could go ride, you know. And so I suppose working cattle, horseback, was the very best.
What kind of horse was it?
He was actually a registered quarter horse. He was really nice. Now, to buy that horse today, that we've been going to some auctions, that'd be somewhere between a $3,000 to $8,000 horse, and they paid $250 for him. He was just a 5-year-old registered quarter horse gelding.
Wow. Very nice. And what was his name?
Shawnee.
Okay.
Yeah. So the price, that gives you an idea what prices can do. He, like, seriously, with the sales we've been going to, and his, the way he was, how well broke he was, he'd be a several $1,000 horse.
Wow.
So I was really fortunate to have gotten a horse like that.
Yeah, and how long did you have him?
He was probably about 18 when I started using another horse. He was a good horse.
Were there any years that were the most difficult, or what's some of the toughest things about being?
This year.
Yeah.
The droughts and the fires and the...
And did the fires come close to your property, or...
Yeah, we lost just about one whole pasture and a part of another one. So.
Wow. And I've heard they blaze quickly when they hit prairie and pasture. They move.
Yeah, we didn't have time to get the cows out of there.
Oh, man. Do the cows...
No, the firemen opened the gate and they come through and come on down to the meadow. Mm-hmm. They was all safe.
So now, were you evacuated completely from your land, or what?
Yeah, they evacuated everybody, but they let us stay. Okay. But we was ready to go. We had stuff to go with, so we could just leave. And that fire makes a pretty good roar when it's coming.
Did you do anything around the house to prepare it for it, or was it just kind of pack a few things and hope you can get out when you need to?
She was packing important stuff like rifles, and I was squirting the barn down with water to get it wet.
Yeah, we didn't know how much time we gathered up Mom and got her sent over to my sister.
Okay.
And with the hay meadows, we probably were all right, but we just didn't know, so we were kind of... And they had a pumper truck in their yard with us, so that if the fire had gotten started, they may have been able to keep it under control.
Some of Connie's, two of her sisters and brother-in-law come over, and a couple of the sisters' grandkids helped gather stuff up.
But other than that, folks never had anything real bad happen. You know, hailstorms had come in through and damaged grain crops and stuff, but... Where the place sits, we didn't have to worry about flood water. So we never had that problem. You know, and the occasional blizzards that made life difficult, but they never had really what you call a bad disaster.
So you never got snowed in where you could...
Yeah, we did that.
But that's not all bad.
Yeah. No.
Fair enough. Do you have enough supplies so that you'll be all right?
Yeah, the way my mother shops and the way she put up a garden and the cellar was full and all of her cupboards full, we could live for a year without buying anything.
Yeah. Do you guys keep, like, a garden in a bottle and can? Or?
Yeah, and then we hunt, so we've got, you know, meat in the freezer and stuff. So.
And the hunting, do you have any fun hunting stories to tell? Or?
Well, the last few years has been easier because they come down on our meadow and we can shoot them and go pick them up with a tractor or something.
Nice. Very nice. Now, what are your, do you mostly go after the antelope or elk preferred?
Elk.
A lot more elk, a lot more meat for the work on an elk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jim got his bighorn sheep and about 3 years ago.
25 years to draw that permit. But.
Yeah.
So we have our heads and hides, I guess you'd call them. Bear hide and coyote hide and stuff like that on the wall, and so we enjoy it. Fortunately, we see eye to eye on that. I like him as much, just as much as he does.
Yeah.
So.